no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Love is in the air, and so is this baby. It's a no-brainer. Wait.
Put your baby down, Josh.
I was just, you know, I was doing that thing with the, like, throw it up in the air. You're not
Michael Jackson.
And you catch it. You catch it.
You were hanging
it. You don't let it drop on the ground.
You were hanging it over the balcony.
That's a different game. Well, what else are you supposed to do when you have access to both a baby and a balcony?
Not hang it over a balcony?
Or you could hang it over a balcony. See, it's like the two-sidedness, and you get the choice, and you got to pick one.
Oh, boy.
I just picked the wrong one, I guess.
Shouldn't have bought you that American Girl doll.
Oh, God.
Well, Sophie, she was my best friend for quite some time.
And then you dropped her off a balcony and her head popped off.
What?
I didn't know that was going to happen.
I ain't buying you another one. It's expensive.
They are expensive.
Well, I'll just save up my allowance money then, Jeff.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. All right, so I'm Jeff, and I'm a Velociraptor.
I'm Josh, and I'm a collector of American Girl dolls.
And I'm Zach, and I don't want to be associated with you two freaky people.
Why?
Why? Because I bought him.
He's a dinosaur, and you collect girl dolls.
But you can ride on his wings.
Velociraptors don't have wings.
Raptor.
You know? Did you ever watch Jurassic Park?
Damn near killed her.
Didn't. Anyway, I think I said it before. This is It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities, whether there's love influencing them or not. We've already introduced ourselves, but there's one lovely lady that we have yet to introduce.
She does not have VD.
She doesn't have a VD.
This is our venereal disease episode.
Yeah. This is our VD episode. Speaking...
Safe sex, kids.
Yep. But that lovely lady's name is Rita.
My mother would always told me, love is like a box of chocolates. You'll pick one to try, and then you realize his innards taste like coconut. Then you spit him out in your hand.
I'd love to eat all the chocolates in your box, Rita.
Oh,
no.
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 She's
no.
A computer, Josh.
Brown noser.
Oh. This is turning dirty. And just in case it gets too
dirty.
Just
like Josh's mom.
Just like my mom, you know, we went over that last week, and, well, she's just still the same dirty old whore that she is. I hope she doesn't listen to this. Seriously.
That was terrible.
In case this gets too vulgar and I don't want my mom to hear it, we're going to introduce the bleep of the week later on. I'm sure you'll know it when you hear it.
This could just be orgasm sounds.
Oh, no. Please, no.
Yes!
No! This podcast is already rated explicit, and that is just like that would give it way too much more
not
reason
even, like,
to be
really
explicit.
Just,
All right, well, sound clip your random orgasm noises here now. Goat orgasm. All right,
goatgasms.
Starting off our Valentine's Day episode, right, we are going to delve into the minds of Craigslist, and we are going to unearth some various missed connections here.
Oh,
again, on the site, the missed connections part are people who are pretty much looking for love in all the wrong places. They go to this website and try and find the love interest that got away from them. Starting with this first one. This is from downtown Civic Van Ness, wherever that is. It's called You Started With 60 Hours of Community Service. This is a man for a woman who is 33. And it says, E, I thought you were cute. Those early morning pre-trash sweeping chats made me smile on Friday when we met and again Saturday morning. I'm finished with my commitment now, but would like to see you again in a non-trash related capacity. Maybe when you finish, we can celebrate. R. So they met in matching orange jumpers, and they're
it's nice comics like trash.
Did you know I believe it was the mayor of Phoenix, Arizona. He was like kind of well known for the fact that he would make the people doing community service and picking up trash and prisoners make pink or wear pink jumpsuits instead of orange.
For more like, of like a humiliation type thing?
For humiliation purposes. Yeah. So instead of wearing orange jumpers, they wore bright pink ones.
Next one, it's Hot Doctor, male hot for women, doctor. 36, and Vera?
Oh, no, this is man for man.
Oh, man
for it man. It is man for man.
I just assumed
it was man for woman.
I shouldn't assume. That's naughty.
Yeah. In this day and age where there's people who love...
We are an equal opportunity venereal disease.
Employer.
Employer.
Transmitter?
Oh.
I prefer not transmitter.
Carrier?
Read the damn thing.
Holder?
I'm just gonna ignore Josh and read this because I'm feeling uncomfortable right now. You did surgery on a family member this past Thursday. I know this is a stretch, but if you see this, please respond. Would like to talk...
Keep going.
So hard. Would like to talk and get to know each other. I felt a little vibe, but that also may be wishful thinking. Tell what family member and what procedure you performed. You also use something unusual to prevent something from happening. Hope to hear from you. So hard to read that.
It just makes it easier to cut this one out at the end. So very good. Good job. You've made my job so much easier this time. Little do you know. Next one.
No. We're not leaving this surgery, this weird surgical love, go uncommented upon.
Okay. Comment away.
Aren't you cutting this one out, you said?
Oh, no. He wants to continue.
Oh, no. I want to continue.
All right. Go ahead.
So apparently there was a little vibe felt. I don't know if you know what kind of... What are you singing?
I won't do that. Continue.
But I won't cut your limbs off or remove that tumor.
Oh.
Don't worry, it's benign.
Bingo.
What's his name?
B9.
If a wild buffalo had wings.
Okay.
Stern good.
The man for right. a woman. 29
okay.
29 in Cleveland, Tennessee?
Sure.
Ah, there's a Cleveland, Tennessee.
Who knew?
Ooh, this one's got some pros to it.
Ooh.
You're not Asian, but have the best teriyaki. You're not Rihanna, but you make it rain. Our paths crossed on the west side, but we ended up in Cleveland. If you follow your compass, it may lead you to a star. If a wild buffalo had wings, that would actually be weird. But here's to hoping we can witness it one day. Cheers, smiley face.
Yeah, how is he gonna find this woman he's looking for?
Yeah, he really left little to no details, but it was a beautiful...
It sounds more like a clue to a scavenger hunt than an actual love poem. It's like, follow the star and go to the Burger King where the sky is hollow.
And find the buffalo with wings. I hope he finds who he's looking for. He wrote a poem for her.
Yeah.
That means he's in love, I think.
Yeah, perhaps. Or but just...
I often wonder that when I eat buffalo wings, where are the wings on a buffalo? And why does it taste a lot like chicken?
I don't know.
I'm not a food expert.
Maybe they're from Buffalo, New York. Or, wait,
maybe,
no.
Jeff, one day you will learn.
No, because there's a Cleveland, Ohio, and there's a Cleveland, Tennessee. Maybe it's not Buffalo, New York, but maybe it's like Buffalo, Kansas.
Buffalo Wings, Kansas?
Buffalo. What about Mark Ruffalo?
I love Mark Ruffalo.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I do
I'm
know
sure
that.
You know that.
I still get how that's a sentence.
Josh, you know everything. I should assume that you knew
Jeff,
that.
Jeff, Rita will explain it to you during the break.
Right. But no, like, in order to have a sentence, you need a verb.
Yeah, buffalo is a verb.
What is the verb buffalo?
What does the word buffalo mean?
We'll tell you what. We will have Rita read the entire Wikipedia article at the end of the show.
All right.
At the break.
This next one.
See if we can help someone else.
Let's see. This one is called, you were working at Woodland Hills Petco and saw a pic on my phone. This is another man for a woman. I guess the men are the only creeps. The only ones who need help here.
Who goes on Craigslist to look for a lover?
Exactly.
Well, only the men, I guess. Whether it's for a woman or for a man, we never know. This is the Woodland Hills Petco. Where do I begin? The odds of you seeing this is astronomical, but I have to try. And again, he's well knowing of what he's doing here.
It's true. So, at least this guy's aware.
Yeah. I came into Petco at 2 p.m. and bought some cat food. On the receipt, your name starts with a D. I won't burn you here. You were at the register.
She a witch?
Off, what?
She a witch?
Maybe.
I think he was implying he's not going to...
Yeah, he's pretty much said, this is the place where you work and your name begins with a D. Like, this is a more straightforward scavenger hunt clue than it is.
Yeah. And here I thought we were going to have a classic witch hunt. Damn it.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how this goes. You were at the register and offered to help me, but you complimented me for my Yoda hoodie, and we had small talk. You are absolutely beautiful! ... When you were trying to scan my coupons on my phone, you accidentally swiped to the previous image, and it was a picture of my dick and a girl spread.
What? Why? I have to read that again.
I will read that again. When you were trying to scan my coupons on my phone, you accidentally swiped to a previous image, and it was a picture of my dick and a girl spread. Why are you pairing your Groupon with your Poupon? I don't get it.
But apparently, oh my god, that's so... That is why you don't do that.
Why do you keep a picture of your own dick
on
your phone?
That is why you don't do dick pics.
Yes.
I've heard of duck face, but dick face, come on. You don't do that with the camera. Like, if it was the other member of the threesome, like, clicking the pic, yeah, that's kind of a little
bit
cool.
I kind of want to know what a picture of his dick and a girl spread is.
Yeah.
Is that like, I can't believe it's not real vagina?
Yeah, it's exactly like that, actually. Continuing on. I was completely mortified.
You should have been.
Yeah. Yep. Dick pics. You played it cool, and I somehow managed not to run out the door. First off, I want to say I'm really sorry. Lol. I'm sure that doesn't happen often at Petco. Lol. But it is a story for both of us to tell and laugh. On the off chance you do see this, I'd love to talk to you, smiley face. Hope this reaches you, D.
Why would you try to meet up with this girl after you flashed a picture of your dick at her?
Yeah, you definitely just move away. Yeah, you definitely move to a new town.
You're glad she didn't like make a scene about it, like you said.
Yeah.
God.
Maybe she's a lesbian.
Hey, I actually showed you a picture of my dick and I thought you were hot, so I want to meet up with you.
Did you like what you saw?
Want to see the other parts of my body? I have more of them.
You have more dicks?
Like, hey, you thought that dick was pretty spicy. How about my belly button?
Howdy, spoiler. Yeah.
I hope she does see that just so she can just throw up.
I've got a one-pack ab. You want to see that?
Here's the thing. He knows her name and knows where she works. He doesn't need to put this on Craigslist. He could just go back there.
Yeah, he could.
But...
He's posting on Craigslist, remember.
But you should never go back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could never go back there.
You forget that the Petco exists in your town and you move away.
If you set foot in that Petco and she happens to be working there, she's not going to see your face when she walks in. She's going to see a big raging hard-on. That's all she's ever going to see if you ever step in that Petco ever again. So, I mean, maybe that's...
Just a big old aggressive boner walking through the door.
It doesn't help when he actually does have a boner when he walks through, but you know, whatever. All right.
One more.
And the last guy here that we may be able to help.
We'll see.
Please help! ! Trying to locate Tracy from Aurora, Illinois. Wow.
Stalker!
Wow, just put that name right on Craigslist.
This guy definitely doesn't know tact.
Nope.
So it doesn't say, but I'm guessing it might be woman for woman, but I'm guessing from our previous results, man for woman.
Yeah.
44. Wow. Hello, I am trying to locate a lady by the name of Tracy who used to live in Aurora, Illinois. She was an Avon seller for a few years and decided that it was not for her anymore. She has 4 children and is very short herself in stature, standing at about 4'11", 5 feet, or roughly thereabout. I used to know her when I lived in Plano, and I need to get in touch with her again and fast. That's an exclamation point, so fast.
Yeah.
AIDS.
What is
He's got AIDS.
What is the urgency?
He needs to let her know he has AIDS. He has AIDS too.
That's it.
He transmitted a VD to her.
Oh.
please, if you know of her or Trace, wait. Please, if you know of her or Tracy.
Wait, that's the same for.
So if you know of Tracy or Tracy, I should just read the whole thing. Please, if you know of her or Tracy, if you see this yourself and you already know who I am, it has been about 4 or so years, so that will give you a great guess.
I don't know much, but I know I've got hepatitis.
There's more, guys.
Oh.
Please respond, and there will be trivia ? For any emails that come to me, as she would be the only person to know what type of vehicles I have driven before. Respond to this message, please.
So there will be trivia questions. It's like, hey, I think I know Tracy. Okay, well, what? How many terms did Franklin Delano Roosevelt serve? Well...
What's the capital of Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Georgia. Am I right?
You know what? Hey. Explain the meaning of the sentence buffalo, 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 buffalo to Jeff.
I still don't know how I can buffalo. I want to know how I can buffalo.
Oh, I got it. Do the buffalo. Do the buffalo. Do the buffalo. That's it.
But that's buffalo used as a noun.
It is.
I want buffalo.
If you're performing the buffalo, you're buffaloing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the buffalo.
I believe
buffalo.
The explanation is a buffalo. Buffaloing in that tense is like badgering or bullying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why not buffalo badger, buffalo buffalo badger, or buffalo buffalo?
Because it's not as cool.
But it's more than one animal.
But it's
badger,
not
badger,
one word.
Badger, badger.
Badger, badger, mashu, mashu. That's a sentence, too. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh,
goodness.
Well, I mean,
poor saps.
The reach that our show has is limited. So if you know and you can help any of these dudes out, you should make sure to go on facebook.com/nobrainershow. Maybe they'll happen to listen to the show. I know it's probably.
Maybe Tracy listens to our podcast.
Maybe she does. I'm pretty sure I'm going to bleep her name out every single time we say it, too, just for tact on our end, too.
No, don't do it. We need some likes on Facebook.
We do need some likes on Facebook. Share the love. Come on, man. It's Valentine's Day.
If we're ever going to find Tracy, we're going to need more people.
Yeah.
We need to crowdsource this.
Yeah.
So, you know, spread the love. Spread the disease. Spread the hep C.
Yeah.
Think of
you just
our podcast is kind of like unprotected sex. Every time that you listen to the podcast and share it with someone else, it's kind of like you're listening to something. It's kind of like you're putting in your ears with everyone else that is. I don't know how that works.
Just stop.
No, I want to keep going.
Stop.
Is it good to be promoting ourselves as like a sexually transmitted
disease?
Listen,
we want to spread like gonorrhea, okay?
Fair enough. Don't we want to
spread? Painfully and with a lot of effort. Basically, what I'm saying is you're going to need antibiotics.
All right.
Better than genital warts.
True.
I'm just going to
keep on giving.
I'm going to say it now. There'll be more stupid stuff after this cigarette break.
Yep.
Get it.
Yeah.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo is a grammatically valid sentence in the English language, used as an example of how homonyms and homophones can be used to create complicated linguistic constructs. It has been discussed in literature since 1972 when the sentence was used by William J. Rappaport, an associate professor at the University at Buffalo. It was posted to Linguist List by Rappaport in 1992. It was also featured in Steven Pinker's 1994 book The Language Instinct as an example of a sentence that is seemingly nonsensical but grammatical. Pinker names his student Annie Singhas as the inventor of the sentence. The sentence's intended meaning becomes clearer when it's understood that it uses the city of Buffalo, New York, and the somewhat uncommon verb, to buffalo, meaning, to bully or intimidate, and when the punctuation and grammar is expanded so that the sentence reads as follows. Buffalo, buffalo, that buffalo, 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 buffalo. The meaning becomes even clearer when synonyms are used. Buffalo origin bison, but other buffalo bison intimidate themselves bully buffalo bison.
In keeping with the romantic spirit of our Valentine's Day episode, we got some lovely stories here to read to you.
I'm not sure if lovely counts as that.
There's a lot of love in them, though.
Yeah.
Guys, we've had a lot of laughs so far.
We have.
Had some lulls.
But it's time to take things down, dim the lights a little bit,
mm-hmm.
put on your favorite Barry White record.
Mm-hmm. Glass of wine.
Yep. Grab a glass of wine, some rose petals. And just set the mood.
I can't even keep a straight face knowing on what's coming on.
Oh. If only in via audio you could see the spelling of the word coming.
Yes. Because we all know how I spelt that in my head. With a
so,
U.
We're gonna read you some lovely and truly romantic story.
Yeah. The first one coming from fanfic. Is fanfic.net? I forget already. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter because it's going to get you wet in the pants.
All you need to know, this is close to award-winning literature right here.
Expect some stirring in your loins to occur.
I don't know why, but that just disturbed me. Stirring of the loins.
It's like a stew in there. Stir it around. Mix it up, that stew. So the title of our first is a glorious title.
You just read it now, haven't you?
No, I read it before, but I read it again, and it got me the second time. It's titled The Lament of Pants by author Pirate Tummer. Is that Turner or Tummer?
I don't know.
Tummer, that's an M.
Is it an M?
I think it's an M.
RN is
they're
so...
They're together, but it's totally... We're going to say it's Pirate Turner.
Pirate Turner.
It's rated R for nudity and sexual references.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
So put the kids to bed, guys.
Yeah.
Put
the kids they to shouldn't bed. Be listening to the show anyway.
So if you're just tuning in now, welcome to It's a No-Brainer Late Night. After dark.
Dr. Ruth coming on.
If you randomly started the podcast halfway through and you just landed on the spot, welcome.
You never know. Maybe they zoned out for a while because we just droned on for an entire active show.
That's true.
Why don't we have any pants? Companion gave a snort that almost shot out his honey. Right away! Oh, man. All right, let's try that again.
Sure.
Why don't we have any pants? His companion gave a snort that almost shot out his honey. Excuse me? He repeated the question. I mean, I don't want to see you get all cramped and stuff, Pooh. We should have pants. At least we aren't naked. Of course not. There are those who are. Like who? Grandmother Willow. Trees don't count. Bjor. He wears a ribbon. He thought of something he saw bouncing constantly, but always pretended not to notice. Tigger! Clanked his bottle down, and with a thoughtful expression, you've got me there, he nodded his agreement and lamented. At least we're not naked. I do wish we had pants. It's so embarrassing. And scene.
Isn't Tigger naked?
Tigger is naked. That's why they were like...
And Pooh has a shirt.
Yeah, Pooh has a shirt, but no pants.
But no pants. What the... I don't get it.
I don't know.
I like that he wears a shirt that, if I'm not mistaken, says his name on it.
No, I think it's just a solid red shirt.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure it's not a solid
I'm
red shirt with yellow letters that says Pooh?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Positive.
Why am I making up this weird alternate...
I don't know.
...duality?
Maybe there was an episode that you watched and he changed his shirt.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
I just remember...
Guys, the 90s were a crazy time. Some things happened.
Yeah.
I was a little disturbed by him all of a sudden realizing that he consistently saw something bouncing and pretended not to notice. Like, it was, like, just Tigger's ginormous scrotum. Like, just bouncing. Every time he bounced on his tail, there was, like, a whiplash effect.
Oh. Well.
And, like, in a delay, like, he would bounce, and then at the bottom of his trajectory would just like, oh. Bow.
You do know, though, the wonderful thing about tiggers are wonderful things. Their balls are made of rubber, and their wieners are made of springs. Didn't you know that?
Oh. I really hope that you weren't just sitting there that entire time thinking of that.
I don't know why that made me sad, but it did.
Oh, it did.
All right. Speaking of things that make you sad, Jeff, I hear you have a story for me, too.
Yes, I do, and it doesn't make me sad. It's this right here is a great story.
It's a great story. Okay.
I know I told you to turn the lights down before, but really just really get down there on the dimmer switch.
If it's,
just,
yeah, I mean, there's still a little bit of light, like, go more, just a little bit more.
No, no.
Hover.
No, turn that light off and light some candles.
Mm. Oh, that's what I like your thinking.
Bring it down.
All right. So, the author of this wonderful story is Princess Zaya, however you say that.
X-I-A.
I'll spell it out for you.
Sure.
All right. Title, The Cutest Couple Ever. :33333. Warning. Hentai.
Oh, no.
And this is why we got the candlelight for
this. Ready. This is why the children are in bed.
All right. You guys ready for this? Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, said Zelda as Mario knocked on the door. Come in, lol, she winked threed. I've been expecting you. Sex pectin. Lol, she said. Sexfully. I hear you do plumbing. Mario said. Oh, Zelda. Then Zelda says, suck my hole. Lol, 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 lol. With your Italian plunger and your moustache. Mario said, and I will give you one up. The arse. Lol.
Oh my god! Oh, Zelda, so stressful.
Zelda said, moustache. Link doesn't have a moustache, so I do not like him. Zelda said, he also wears a green dress and is a fag.
Oh, no.
How about you and Link come in me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Kay said Mario, and he used a warp whistle to get Link to come over. Oh, said Zelda. Sorry, I fart in your fake, said Zelda.
I never read the end of it, but I didn't know that it ended with some weird farting. Oh, yeah, baby. Sorry, I fart in your fake.
I just want to know what a fake is.
I think, well, it looks like face, only spelled
I know.
Really terribly. I know. But
I prefer that they wanted to call it a fac.
A fac. It's some other part of the body that nobody knows about.
So, great guys, literature, right?
Guys, Zelda's not sorry she farted in your fac. I just want you to know.
How
that
so?
That was the plan all along.
I'm just glad Link came in with a warp whistle.
Yeah. She was going for that mustache rod.
I like how I lost it. Gif you one up.
The arse. Lol.
I will never be able to earn a life in Mario without thinking of this story.
All right. Now, we got one last story here, but before Josh even begins to give us a little taste here, I want you to just go up to that candle and just blow it out.
Blow it.
Because right now, this is where the fun happens.
Yeah, you should probably take your pants off for this one, too.
It's business time.
Unbuckle that belt. You've had a long day. You work hard. Blow out the candle and get ready.
Yep.
Brace yourself.
Get that lotion ready.
Gird your loins. They're done stirring. We mixed them up.
Get some paper towel. Some lotion.
That sounds like it's going to lead to some chafing.
And then prepare for Josh to just arouse you.
Josh is about to chafe your ears right now.
Yeah. All right.
Some deep
stuff. He's about to make you come.
This is going to be a deep, deep penetrating audio experience.
This will penetrate your cochleas, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. I hope someone out there with synesthesia is listening to this.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to know what kind of colors they're going to see after this.
All right, this one is courtesy of Imgur. This is titled Best XXX Ever, in parentheses, Mom Don't Read.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is by Brian.
Oddly normal name.
Brian, yeah. No, this isn't a username.
We've had Pirate Turner, Princess Zia, and now Brian.
Well, this was something that a kid wrote.
Oh, God, I've read this before.
You have read this? Yeah, you know how good this is.
It's so right. good.
This is the best XXX ever. A girl with huge boobs is playing video games on the couch. She's wearing a Star Wars shirt that is so small that her huge boobs look huger. I come in on a skateboard and do a sweet ollie over the couch while drinking a Mountain Dew. I am looking pretty cool with a mohawk and shades.
Oh my God, I've totally read this whole thing.
That's awesome, and you're awesome, she says. Sup, I say. She thinks that I'm cool, so we make out with tongues. It's so awesome, even though kind of gross, but she's hot, so it's not gross. We tongue kiss for at least 3 hours, and I can hear Sonic music in the background because that's what she was playing before we were making out.
Because she knows how to push all your buttons.
Yeah. She's going to get in that ball and spin and do a loop-de-loop.
She's going to take it to Dr. Eggman, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if I know what I mean.
Yeah. She's going to get all them Chaos Emeralds.
Going deep in that ring.
Yeah. And you know what? Knuckles will be there, too. You know why he's named Knuckles? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fish Knuckles.
Yeah. And Tails. Get the tail.
Oh, God,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, get some tail.
Oh, I don't ever want to see that picture online.
It exists.
It exists.
I'm sure it does.
What is it, Rule 43?
Because I just thought of it, and therefore it has to exist.
Probably. Anyway.
Back to the story.
She loves Sonic. It was the casino level. She decides that it would be cool to play Sonic while making out. I say, brushing my mohawk with a switchblade comb. You can play as Sonic since I'm not as good. I love you. We drop the controllers because we don't even want to play anymore. I decide that it's time to go all the way. I stick my hand up her shirt and grab a boob. Second base at last. Feels like jelly.
That's exactly what a boob feels
like.
Get that
strawberry jam, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
All up in that boob meat.
All
right, I think we need to have a moment of silence for someone's lost childhood.
Yep. I think it's safe to turn on the lights now.
I think we can turn the lights up.
We're good. Pull up your pants, clean up the mess. You know.
Oh, was that good for you guys? Because it was good for me.
Yeah.
It's not gay if it's in a three-way, right?
No,
exactly.
I could use a cigarette right now.
Oh, you're telling me.
All right. while we go and smoke this away, we're gonna be right back, and there'll be even more stupid stuff after this short break. Like at the beginning of the show, we're helping people out by having them tell things about their lives. We're going to tell each other things about our lives here and maybe pick up a few ladies on the way. Probably not. You two are already taken, and I got Rita, so I guess we don't really need it for a reason of bluff. What?
I don't know if you know this, but I am totally into polygamy.
All right.
That's a big word.
Yeah.
I hope your romantic interests don't hear this podcast.
I'm looking forward to when she listens to this podcast.
Yeah,
that's right. She's actually listens to every single one.
Oh, she sure does.
Although maybe that's a thought that she supports too, and then she'll be like, "Oh my God!"
And then you can have threesomes with another man.
Yay!
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Rita. What is the game we're going to be playing today?
Little did you know.
In this game, we have each written two true statements about our own respective lives, as well as one false one. On each of our turns, we will have to ask the other two questions about the true statements that they pick. And again, there will be one false statement that will be decided upon by either of you. I guess the person whose turn it is will have to decide whose true statement is whose and avoiding at all costs the false statement. You have to tell the truth when you're asked a question about your own true statement, but you can deceive the other players by lying if you're asked about statements that aren't about yourself. Guessing a person's correct true statement gets 1 point for the interrogator. And if you can accurately deceive the interrogator, you will each get 1 point then, okay?
Works.
You get 2 minutes of questioning, and this will all become a lot easier after we do our first round, I'm sure. And Zach, as you were the winner of last week's challenge, you will get the option of who goes first in this week's challenge.
Well, Josh, I've decided since you are the harbinger of games and the
only one who really knows how this
the
works.
The only person who really fully understands how this works.
All right.
You are going to be the first one to lead
okay.
by example.
That's,
you did it on purpose.
That's more than fair. All right, who's going second then?
Jeff to go second.
Jeff's going second. Zach's going third. All right, so again, I'm going to start out. I'm going to have 2 minutes to ask you questions about the true statements you'd bring to the table, and one of you will have the false statement too. I'll know who that is, but I don't know what the false statement is. So this round, just to give everybody a fair advantage, we're going to say who gets the lie card up front. So in this round, Zach has elected to do the lie card.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to discern, basically, I'll know two of the statements are going to be ones you wrote, but I still don't know which one is the true on yours or the one on Jeff. So Zach, read out all three.
Okay. Sushi is one of my favorite foods.
Sushi, favorite food. Okay.
I've been a part of over 40 plays and musicals, but only acted in one.
All right, and the last one?
I once owned a Ninja Turtles action van that flung pizzas.
Wow. Okay, let me see. I'm taking notes here, because I can't look at the cards. I'll recognize all of your handwriting. So, yeah. All right, so we have sushi is a favorite food of one of you two, maybe. 40 plays and musicals you've been a part of, only acted in one, and then owned a Ninja Turtles action van that shot pizzas? All right, so I have 2 minutes to try and discern whose is what, and I'll ask you the question starting now. All right, sushi, favorite food. So, Jeff, tell me, what is your favorite kind of roll?
It'd be a dragon roll.
Dragon roll?
Mm-hmm.
And what's in the dragon roll?
It's eel.
Eel? Okay. I guess same question, Zach. What's your favorite roll?
It would be a spring roll.
Spring roll? Mm-hmm. And what's in that?
It's got crab and shrimp.
Crab and shrimp, okay. The 40 musicals and plays that you've been a part of, what is the one that you acted in, Zach?
Well, this is a lot there.
This is a long time ago, I imagine.
A long time ago.
Okay.
But it definitely, definitely was not Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay. Jeff,
that's right. You love Jeff, that. You love that part.
Jeff, what was the one you acted in?
State Fair.
State Fair? What was that one about?
It was... really?
I suppose it was about a state fair. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Onto the Ninja Turtle van that shot pizzas? Tell me about that, Jeff. What the hell?
Oh, it came with the Ninja Turtle action figure. It's just a pizza, and it had... Or not a pizza. It's a van.
Uh-huh.
And it's got, like, it's just... You've seen the Ninja Turtles, right? You've seen their, like,
yeah,
their van
they
thing.
They like pizza and vans, yeah.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the van, the thing? It's that van, and it's got, like, this little slingshot thing that comes out the back of the van. And it throws little plastic pizzas.
Okay. And how many pizzas are included, do you think, Zach?
I think it was six.
Six pizzas?
I believe six.
Plenty of pizzas.
You all definitely right. lose them a lot, though.
Did it come with any of the action figures then, too, or was it just the van and the pizzas?
I believe it was just the van and the pizzas.
Okay, just the van and the pizzas. I guess I'm running short on time. We'll go back to sushi, because I'm not sure. So, the spring roll, is there any other preferences that you have on sushi, or is that pretty much your go-to, Zach?
It depends. I get heartburn from it, but spicy tuna, definitely.
Spicy tuna? Okay. And I'm running out of time. I think I'm out of time. I'm out of time.
You're out of time?
So I'm out of time.
You're out of time.
All right. Well, one of them's easy to figure out. But I don't know the other ones. Okay, so I know one of them is Zach's lie. Okay, so I'm going to say that the second statement is Jeff's true one, because... Zach, no. Sorry. I know that was tricky to kind of in the moment, but... okay, so I'm going to say Jeff has number two.
I don't understand this right away. I want to give you that one.
No,
let's
okay.
see. So I'm going to say that the true one is going to be... Oh, God. They're both convincing.
I was kind of hoping you were just going to say Fiddler on the Roof.
All right.
When he asked.
I guess I'm going to go with sushi is your favorite food. I don't know. I guess
what, so. Wait, both what are you
of,
guessing?
Both of them sounded convincing, but I couldn't. I can't decide
what
which one
you
is.
Guessing?
I'm saying that Zach's true statement is sushi is his favorite food.
You're right.
Am I right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, was I right on yours?
Yep, you're right on mine.
Woo! So your lie was you owned a Ninja Turtles action brand.
That thing existed.
Did it?
It totally did. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never had one though.
I had one.
Okay.
I had Krang's little like what the fuck? The Krang had like a globe thing that was like a tank and had a drill on the top. And he, like, drilled, like, go underground. I had that, but I didn't have the van. I was kinda wanted
I also had the motorcycle, too, where a gun would pop out the back.
I think I had that, too. I had so many Ninja Turtles action figures.
Okay. So I have a total score of 2, then. I shut you guys out from getting any points on...
good work.
Not your round, so that's how it works.
Damn, filler
pretty,
on the roof.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, all we kind of set that up, but that's okay.
That's all right.
We gave it our college best.
So now it is Jeff's turn.
Okay.
And I'll read all the statements to you, remembering that I have the false one. I have the lie in my stack here. Mm-hmm. Now, it's any of these things that I'm about to read. All right, so the first one is, I got stuck butt first in a snowbank after pretending I was digging a hole to China. Okay?
Sorry, I'm slow rider.
That's all right.
Number two.
Number two. Yee, number two. I enjoy walks on the beach and the feeling of the sand between my toes. So we have snow and sand. What else do we have? I lost a game of Scrabble to a blind kid. So I tried to read those all in as flat a tone as possible, but remembering that one of those is true about me, one of those is false about me, and one of them is the true about Zach. Mm-hmm. And you will have 2 minutes, and your time will start... Now,
how old were you when you got stuck, Josh, digging a hole to China, and who saved you?
It was probably, because it was when I was a youngster. I can approximate the age of around 10 or something. My sister was out there with me, too.
Okay. And let's see here. Zach, the walks on the beach with the sand on your toes. Now, why do you like the sand in your toes?
All squishy and it's all, you know. You can't tell me you don't like the feeling between sand between your toes.
Right, I do too.
It's kind of, it's nice and cold and it's
I enjoyed your little kid dance thing there. And Josh, losing a game to Scrabble to a blind kid, how does that exactly happen?
We'll see. The kid is blind and he can't see, but he knows words because they're actually little braille stick-on things to the tiles.
Mm-hmm.
So he could read the letters, and he can kind of feel around the placement of the board. And so it was like basically like a specially designed set for him, so he could read the braille.
Okay,
letters.
Obviously this was kind of a special concept for Scrabble. So why did you do this? Where was it? What was it for?
This was an after school Scrabble club that I was a part of. So like pretty much whoever wanted to play Scrabble could get together and do that.
Okay.
So like just an extracurricular.
Gotcha. Now, digging a hole to China, Zach, who saved you from that, and like, why did you think that would work?
Well, my mother heard my cries as I was trying to, climb out of a hole. Just got rocks and dirt underneath my fingernails. It hurt.
Okay. I don't know what kind of questions to ask now. That sucks.
You got about 15 seconds.
Do you like being warm, Josh?
I do like being warm. I also love the feeling of sand between my toes.
yeah, I'm out of time.
You are out of time. All right.
I'm not really sure where to go with this one.
I'm not either.
I'm gonna guess that walks on the beach with sand in your toes. I think I'm gonna guess that's Zach's truth.
Zach's truth. Okay, and what do you think is my truth?
You lost a game of Scrabble to a blind kid.
Ooh. Well, I'll tell you, you're right on Zach's. That was his. He does like long walks on the beach and Mai Tai cocktails.
Hey, that was not on the card.
No, sorry. I just assumed that was supposed to, it was like the subtext to that. Like, I enjoy long walks on the beach and rainy nights. Mm-hmm. But my truth was actually I lost a game of Scrabble to a blind kid. You got it right.
All right.
Good job.
Because both seem like something you would do, though.
That's true.
It's very true.
Yeah. I think my sister, my younger sister, actually did something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Where she was like, we kind of lived in a part where there was like an alleyway, where it wasn't actually a through street,
mm-hmm.
but they plowed it still so that cars could drive through it. So it was just this big snowbank behind our garage. So her digging just kind of like, I mean, it was kind of more like a basin type thing, but she kind of got stuck in that way too. But
gotcha.
So,
that,
I mean,
that happened to me in elementary school.
Kind of like an I was there thing. But.
Gotcha.
Just a heads up. Heads if up. I also get this right, we have a three-way tie.
That's right. And I guess three-way. We'll have to see what happens in that case.
Well, and then if you don't get it, then we have a two-way.
That's true. So regardless.
I lose pretty much.
Yeah. This is a win or lose situation here.
Yeah, it's a win or lose for you right now.
All right. I'm going to give Jeff my remaining true fact. That means that Jeff now has a true fact of his own and a false fact about
and
his
I
own.
Have a hood over my eyes.
You do have a hood over your eyes.
I have a hood over my eyes.
I'm not really sure. It just felt appropriate to put my hood over my face. And I probably sound even more like I'm talking through old-time radio than I already do. Hey, it's like a pop filter, though.
So how about that Dodgers game the other day?
Precious peanuts, petrified popcorn.
Zach, are you ready? Are you ready for stress? I'm incredibly accident prone, and in being so, I've broken four bones.
Who's it about?
Mystery! Oh,
mystery! You're gonna play Sherlock Holmes.
I mean, you like that show, right?
Yeah.
Dos.
After getting lost in a blackout, I was found by my light-up Ninja Turtle shoes.
Another Ninja Turtles one? What the hell?
Ninja Turtle reference.
I guess, yeah, it's a Ninja Turtles episode in addition to the VD episode. It's just a little do we know.
Three.
Kindergarten was a miserable time for me, and every day I cried.
So one of those is mine, and two of them are Jeff's, but only one of those is true about Jeff. Can you decide which is which? Could have had the kindergarten cop or something.
That would have been awesome. Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
I put kindergarten less miserable, less crying.
Crying. That's fine. As long
but
as you know.
I really put kindergarten, Les Mis, crying.
Les Mis.
Someone stole the bread?
All the
bread. All right. Your 2 minutes will start as soon as I press the start button on this timer. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your time starts now.
So, Jeff, describe to me some of the accidents that you were in which you broke four bones. Which bones were they?
I fell off a slide in elementary school, and I broke my wrist and my radii and ulna. And then in football, I broke... what is that bone called here? It's the one on the left here.
Leg bone.
Yeah.
The leg bone.
Because I want to say it's
tibula. Fibula.
Yeah, it's the tibula. Yeah, I wanted to say tibula, but for some reason I was thinking the tibula was here, but that's a femur, right?
Yeah, keep going.
Sure.
Just keep going.
What? But yeah, so I broke my... Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, crap. I'm sorry.
No, keep wasting his time.
No,
then
that's
he only
fair.
Asked one question.
So... Josh.
Yes.
When you were lost in the blackout,
yep.
Who found you by your Ninja Turtle shoes?
It was my mom. Because she was the only one who really knew that I had light-up shoes.
I suppose that does make sense. That does, in fact, make sense. So, Jeff, why was kindergarten so miserable? Why was it Les Mis?
Les Mis. Because I cried every day. I didn't want to go to kindergarten.
But why were you crying?
Because I wanted my mommy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did she know you had light-up shoes, too?
So, Jeff, what Ninja Turtle shoes were they?
Leonardo all the way, boy.
And Josh, what Ninja Turtle shoes did you have?
They were Donatello.
Donatello shoes. And Josh, why were you sad in kindergarten?
Sad in kindergarten? I mean, you had this, like... this luxury of being in an environment at home where you're not subjected to a whole bunch of people at once. So it's kind of a traumatic experience just kind of throwing you out of your zone you were raised in for 5 years.
I'm out of time.
Okay, you're out of time. So,
I'll let it go a little over.
All right, that's all right. Sure, I had to finish my answer.
Exactly,
yeah.
And I figured you were going to shave some of that.
Thanks.
All right. This is tough.
This is tough.
But I feel like I have a grasp on this.
Okay. Whose do you grasp is mine, or whose do you grasp is Jeff's?
So Jeff has two of these.
Jeff has two of those.
And I believe his truth is the kindergarten one.
Okay. So that leaves the bones and the shoes.
And I believe, Josh, your truth was being lost in a blackout with Ninja Turtle shoes.
Mm. You didn't ask me anything about the bones, so did you think that wasn't mine right off the bat, or?
Yeah, for some reason, well, mostly because I didn't have time to
ask
you.
Oh, okay.
Because Jeff took a whole minute to
that
explain.
That is true.
I didn't think of what the bone was called.
Well,
I know, I'm not blaming you for it. I just knew that I wasn't going to be able to ask another question and have enough time with 10
that's
seconds.
That's true.
Left.
Well, you saved the time on me because I did have Ninja Turtle shoes and I was lost in a Target store during a blackout, yeah.
And I believe Jeff was lying about 4 broken bones.
Oh.
You're correct. I've never broken a single bone.
Whoa!
I've gotten hurt a lot, but never broke a bone. I guess I technically broke my nose, but that's cartilage.
See, I know you're really accident prone, and I actually thought that the broken bones, I thought you lied about the number. That's actually all I was thinking. I was thinking it was maybe less or more. And I
thought it was pretty convincing, though. I was probably going to pick that one, though. Yeah,
you totally nailed it with the bones, but that was the only reason that I thought it was a lie. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Right down to not knowing what the leg bones were, because I don't think I could know which ones are
in there. I was gonna say tibia right away, but I'm like, no, that's up here. I'm like, no, is that the femur?
See, and I didn't know that either, so I totally would have let you. It wasn't that.
I'm glad you know I'm a crybaby.
It's just that I.
And that's legit.
I know that when you were in elementary school, you were bummed out.
Yeah, I in kindergarten, I literally cried every day because I wanted my mommy.
And that's I know you're kind
sad.
Of a mama's boy.
You're still
that way. I'm a daddy's
boy. So wait, when did that change where you stopped crying about your mom and you kept crying about my mom? When was that switch?
When she wouldn't let me have sex with her anymore. Your mom, that is.
Yeah. I'm glad you specified who's mom. Well, Zach, you got 2 points and you matched our scores, so it's a three-way. Wait.
It ain't game a three-way.
Yeah.
Talking about VD episode right
now. Yeah, what now? I think we should just keep it as a tie. I don't think we need a tiebreaker in this. We got to share the love. Everybody's going to have the love and knowing
you know,
that
I
they...
Think, you know what? I think Josh is right.
I like that idea.
We're all the least stupidest person in the room, and we're
all read through each other's bullshit.
That's true.
I like that. End it on a happy note.
All right. So it shall end on a happy note. Anyway, you've been listening to It's a No-Brainer. There are numerous ways you can get in touch with us.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/It's a No-Brainer.
That's
going
to always be yours, and you'll just keep saying it until it's finally yours.
No-Brainer Show.
All right, yep, No-Brainer Show. Also, facebook.com/No-Brainer Show.
We got an email.
Email's good.
You can, that's nobrainershow@gmail.com. Can email us suggestions.
Yeah, we have a telephone number too. It's not a phone sex line, so get that right out of your head straight away.
Dr. Drew will not answer.
Yeah. It does have a word in its name though. And some people think with their
not
brain,
Brian.
And some people think with their penis, but ours, we think with a brain. It's 864-96-BRAIN.
Or, I don't know what you're talking about.
864 962-7246.
All I could think of was, what are you talking about, Willis?
Well, I've been Zach.
I have been Josh.
And I have been Zach.
No, you're not.
Who am I?
You're Jeff.
Oh, I'm Jeff.
Love you!